Lekutas Sichas Chelik Yudalad Parsha Veschanan Sicha Aleph. A summary, at least of one point of the Sicha. It's a very intricate Sicha which takes a lot of explanation, but the final end of the Sicha is very the Inyan al Pipnimisa Inyanim. There's a Mishnah, the Mishnah at the end of Shabbos, it's also a Siyam of Masechta Shabbos. The Mishnah there says that there was a story in the time of Bimei Tzadik and so on, and the story at a certain time, that there were two houses that were next to each other with a narrow alleyway in between. There was a person that was there that was almost dying at the time, but he was still alive. And there was a barrel that was over that, from the roof, one roof to the other, there was a barrel on top of it. In other words, that it created a covering or an oil over the alleyway. Because if the person had died there, then because there was a covering over the alleyway, it would the tumah would not be able to escape through going upwards because there was a covering there. So the halacha is that it spreads to the houses, through the windows, it would spread into the homes. So they didn't want that the house should become tumah, so they closed it with, they stuck a jar into the window so that it would close up the window and the tumah wouldn't come into the house. Then they wanted to see, there was also a crack in the barrel on the roof, so therefore they wanted to see if there was a tefach, if there was an opening of a tefach in that barrel, then the tumah would be able to escape. So they tied a reed of some sort to something the size of a tefach, and they tried to fit it into that hole to see if the hole in the barrel was a tefach or not. So from this, the Mishnah learns that we see from this that you're allowed paikikin u'maydedim v'kayshrim b'shabbos, which means you're allowed to close up a hole, you're allowed to measure a hole, and you're allowed to tie a knot in a way that is not a kesher shel kayama, in order to be able to do this on Shabbos. That since they did it, it means that you're allowed to do these things on Shabbos. Without getting into the halacha of when and which way are you allowed to and not allowed to, but that's what the Mishnah says. The question is, what about the order of paikikim meididim b'kayshrim, closing up the hole, measuring the hole in the barrel, and tying the reed? It would seem, if the order is based on the events as they happen, then it should have said that they're closing up the hole, tying the reed, which happened first, and then measuring the hole by lowering it or going upward or down, whichever way they did it. Why is the order out of that order? So what is the significance of this particular order? It says in the Magen Avraham that the reason that Masechta Shabbos begins with the halachas of Haitzah, which means taking out from Rishus HaYachad to Rishus HaRabim, is because it's a message to the general idea of Shabbos, al pipnimis ha'inyanim, that when somebody takes something out of Rishus HaYachad, which means the domain of Hashem, and brings it into the Rishus HaRabim, which means the domain of Klipa, that is a malacha, that is not permitted. That goes against the spirit of Shabbos and Yiddishkeit, Torah, and so on. That's the hidden reason, that's the sort of the pneumistic reason why the Masechta begins with that. Based on that, we can also understand that the conclusion of Masechta Shabbos also would be of a general message. What is that general message? It's explained that there is three different periods during the Shabbos day. There is the Friday night, there is the day of Shabbos, and there is the time of Mincha, which is called Raiva, the Chol Raivin, the highest of the high, to put it in simple terms. What is the difference in those periods? On Friday night is when Malchus, which is usually involved in the world of Biyah, Briyat Zirasiya, working in Biyah, on Shabbos, Friday night, it rises up back into Atzilus. During the day is called, in addition to Malchus, we have a flow from Zoh, which is the higher level of Atzilus, a higher level within Atzilus. The Midas of Atzilus are dominant during the day of Shabbos. and Raiva the Raivin, and Shabbos before during Mincha, and so on, is when there is such a revelation from such a high place, much higher than the two of them, which brings a yichud, a coming together of Zah and Malchus, of the level that was there Friday night and the level that was there Shabbos day. They come together, and because the revelation from a place so much higher, that brings them together, even though they're different in their missions and so on, but it brings them together because they're bottled to the higher level. Which is the reason that on Friday night in we say v'yanuchu ba, because ba is feminine and that is malchus d'atzilus, that's the time of malchus d'atzilus. Shabbos by day, by shachas we say v'yanuchu voi, because that's za is masculine, and by mincha we say v'yanuchu vam, because then is the coming together of za and malchus, and therefore it's multiple, there's two dargas there together. Now we know that the avodah of a person is to become a shutuf l'Kadosh Baruch Hu, to become a partner in Hashem in the creation of the world. How does a person become a partner? Through the avodah of the yid. So we know that when the Eibishter created the world, he created it complete, except for that he left Ruach Tzafin, the northern side, was left open, meaning that there is a place for Klippa to be able to take root. The north represents Klippa, and that's an open space, and it's up to the Yidden to close up that area. That happens on Friday night. As soon as Shabbos starts, Malchus rises up to Atzilus, and Atzilus there is no Klippa. So therefore, immediately at the onset of Shabbos, a Yid's Avodah is that immediately it has been closed up. The north has been closed up. We've sealed up the world out of the reach of Klippa. That's the expressed by Paikikin. We close up the open side of the world that Klippa can no longer have any dominance during Shabbos. Then by day, as a reward for the avodah of what we've accomplished on Friday night, we receive a higher level, the level of Midas from Atzilus. That's Meir for us on Shabbos. So that is expressed by Maidedin. The word Maidedin comes from Midah, the same word as Midah. So Paikikin, then comes Maidedin. Maidedin means the Giloi, the revelation of Midas of Atzilus is what we receive. And then finally, by Mincha is Kaishrin, when we tie together, we bring together these two levels of Zah and Malchus. So in other words, that at the very conclusion of Masechta Shabbos, it details to us what happens, what are we accomplishing when we keep Shabbos. The whole Masechta dealt with how to keep Shabbos. At the conclusion of it all is, this is the result. Paikikin, we close up immediately at the beginning the northern side from the reach of Klippa. Maidedin, we bring forth a level of Midas. And then Kaishrim, we bring together Zah and Malchus at the conclusion of Shabbos.